This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
8 minutes, no, no, 5 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. It is a Thursday, the last day in the month of June. Happy June. How did it go for you? The weather outside, neither here nor there, but it looks like it's going to rain. It's June, baby. Come on, let's get used to it. What else are we going to get used to? Candidates saying they don't have certificates. Is that something we want to get used to as a country? What does the Constitution say? Then again, Governor Sonweke is in Turkey for a well-deserved vacation. Some people don't like that. I don't know why some people don't like that. Allow the man to rest. After all, he was dealt a blow. But his friend, Governor of Benue State, Samuel Ortom, says the PDP and Atiku must apologize to Governor Sonweke. My name is Enogba. If we'll talk about that for a bit, my guest should join me somewhere in between. If it doesn't, we'll be good. If it does, we'll still be good. Stay tuned.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, so Samuel Ortom was on TV yesterday, and this is what he had to say.
My friend, Governor Wike deserves vacation after the trauma that he went through. Some of us believe that he has the capacity and the charisma to lead this country from bottom to top compared to what has been happening. We have been taken from, in 2014, when this present administration came, we have been taken from top to bottom. So we felt that he has the capacity and the charisma. Unfortunately, Nigerians or the PDP people did not give him the opportunity. Some of us rooted for him. I felt that Wike would have been the vice president after losing as the presidency. He was the second person to Atiku. So that is all.
But Governor, I asked, will you support the presidential candidate of the PDP, Atiku Abubakar?
I told you that I am praying. I have gone into hibernation. I'm praying, I'm fasting, I'm praying. So at the end, if God directs me, as he has always done, if God directs me that I should support Atiku, why should I not do it? After all, he's my party man. But I'm waiting for him. There are more that is expected. I expect him to do. I expect him to reach out to Wike. I expect him to talk to Wike first. I expect him to even reach out to some of us.
All right. Samuel Ortom there. Well, the second part was him being asked if he would support the candidacy of Atiku Abubakar. Then you want to start asking how much of a force in the PDP is Samuel Ortom really? But then again, do you think the PDP should apologize to Governor Sonweke? On one hand. On the other hand, put into perspective what has happened also locally at the state PDP level. All those other aspirants who thought that they were all that, that many people thought, oh, this person is fit, properly suited for this governorship position. But the party had its way. Aha. So the party having its way at the national level, is that what should now warrant an apology? Or perhaps you think that the party didn't quite have their way. It was Atiku. Is Atiku then bigger than the PDP? 0817-923-0023. 0817-923-0023. 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. Don't call to say you think he deserves an apology. Tell us the why. Tell us in what way the PDP has offended or undermined Governor Sonweke. On Twitter, we're at NigerianFOPH. On WhatsApp, 0809030-6416.
My friend, Governor Wike deserves vacation after the trauma that he went through. Some of us believe that he has the capacity and the charisma to lead this country from bottom to top compared to what has been happening. We have been taken from, in 2014, when this present administration came, we have been taken from top to bottom. So we felt that he has the capacity and the charisma. Unfortunately, Nigerians or the PDP people did not give him the opportunity. Some of us rooted for him. I felt that Wike would have been the vice president after losing as the presidency.
All right.
He was the second person to Atiku.
Okay, let's go. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, my sister.
Good morning. You're Nigerian for. Who do we have on the line?
My name is Rufus. I'm calling from Abuja.
Okay.
Oh, please, let me appeal. This your app you people are using. I think there should be some update. If possible, we can be calling via the app.
I'm not sure we can do that. This is a phone line you dialed, so let's just focus.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. It's just my suggestions. All right. Quickly, on what Otton said, I think it is a very simple thing. The spirit of the Rivers pensioners is working against Wike, and not that the PDP deserves apology from the PDP. You remember what the Guba candidate for Labour Party, Beatrice Itubo, that doubled as the chairperson of Labour in Rivers, said that on the Wike's help and pays pensioners in River State, their prayers will continue working against him.
So you think that's what this is about?
Oh, Christ, clearly that's what he's working about,
all
against
right.
him.
All right.
And he will continue wallowing in this wilderness until he pays the dying pensioners, until he pays the student bursary, until he pays every kobo, including the funds he wasted to hire buses at all, to purchase buses, every buses, when ROTC has died down. God bless Nigeria.
All right, thank you, Rufus, for calling. Rufus called from Abuja. Let's hear you. Good morning. You're on Nigerian show.
Hello, good morning. My name is Amichi Chief. I'm coming from Eche.
You're on.
Please, did our article choose Nike? Did he fail? Seriously. Because we all know Nike. We know he has the capacity. At least if not in Nigeria, within the South. So maybe they didn't consider that. Maybe based on hatred or whatever.
No, but if he has the capacity, then why didn't he win the candidature? Why didn't he win the
Well, we cannot say that he didn't win the... Apart from Tambua stepping down for Atiku, we know what happened.
In the end, there was a result and it was not in his favor. So if he was that popular, why did he not win?
Well, he didn't win, but he tried. I'm commenting on that. So at least he would have at least been chosen as the vice president. If at all, if he wants to win election, because maybe they don't understand that the APC is already on power. So at least they would have chosen Wike just to get our votes here.
Just to get the votes. But I'm trying to, you know, piggyback to 2011, 2015, 2019. Did any presidential candidate pick the first runner-up as a vice presidential aspirant or candidate rather? Did we see that happen? Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
You're on.
I think we should see the truth clearly and speak what the truth is.
Okay,
the fact is that the PDP, the entire PDP family have erred and they have acted against their own person.
How?
First, if you knew that the presidential candidate is going to make a choice for his running mate, why set up a committee? You set up a committee, the committee voted, and they voted in favor of somebody. And then you went ahead to bring it up to the candidate to make a choice. Why waste the efforts of everybody? Why are you working against the decision of the party? Only Atiku cannot win the race. So
they have injured the party
against themselves.
Sir, it was the party.
The entire PDP deserve to apologize. They need to apologize and do something. Otherwise, they will go nowhere.
Hold on. So the party itself was the one that, like you said, told Atiku to pick his running mate. So it's still the party. In all of this, it's still the party.
That is why the party, that is what I'm saying. The party acted in error. If they knew the presidential candidate is going to make a choice, why set up a committee to make a choice?
Okay.
The committee voted in favor of Wike. So it's like the committee, the PDP family, has chosen, and then you go ahead and say you don't want that particular person, you want a different person.
Okay, so
why?
You're asking for an apology. You're asking for an apology, and what? To what end?
Whatever they need to do. If they need to reverse anything, they reverse it. If they need to make any amends, they make. Otherwise, it will still haunt them in the future.
All right. Thank you. When are you grateful? Good morning.
Yes, good morning. My name is Nicholas Kuhl. Please, why is all this drama? I want to ask, is that because Wike did not come back for the position of president, vice president, that they are not going to win the election? That is what I want to ask.
Yeah, that some people believe that. Okay, thank you for calling. On WhatsApp, we've got a concerned listener writing in, says Governor Samuel Otom should hide his head in shame because he first appointed Southern Region by not zoning the PDP presidential ticket to the South when he was chairman of PDP Presidential Zoning Committee. He failed first. I'm still waiting for our amiable governor to go and reclaim his PDP vice presidential ticket in court. But the governor had said many times that he was never going to be second to anyone. Well, what's your name? You say you're happy that he knows how to regularly go to court to fight injustice. Now that he was selected, there's clear victory for him. He should go to court. Go to court to do what? He's always said he doesn't want to be vice president. What do people understand by saying someone has capacity when one cannot pay retirees, promote workers, affect employment, rather playing politics with pockets of interest? Okay, says it should do the needful, else PDP will fail. Susie is calling from Erima. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Anna.
You're on.
Yes, I actually agree with Samuel Otom, and also the outburst from Ayo Ferris, and with the statement made by Otom that we actually have the capacity to lead PDP to victory, the vice president to Atiku, and also the issue of the downside, what was the diplomatic relationship. I want to say this, Anna. Wike has invested too much as far as PDP is concerned. Not only Wike, all the government that have come and gone in River State, including Wike government, have invested so much in PDP. And when Wike was going on the consultation, he said something. He said that because of the way River State people have invested in PDP, that we need to be a kind of, according to some kind of position, like the president and all of that.
Susie?
But he has lost the presidential seat.
Susie?
Then the vice president, who is supposed to be given a priority, like the last one caller said, the committee was set up, 19-man committee. And out of that 19-man committee, 16 votes for Wike. Some was a member of that committee. Samuel was a member of that committee. And then all of a sudden, Atiku came up and then jettisoning the whole team and COA. To this extent, it is discovered that after the election, and all this while, leaders of this party, they are visiting the administration. And then, just 2 days ago, he was also elected member of the last election of Oshunze. He came to not support the Kajo, he's after the time. So, for everybody linking it to what he has said about the River Street and all of that, I think that the man has a capacity and very unique as far as PDP is concerned.
All right, Jonah is in Yenagoa. Good morning. Thank you for staying tuned.
Yeah, good morning.
You're on.
Yeah, I feel that if there's any time for Governor Wike is supposed to show loyalty to the PDP, it is now. You know, there has always been this talk about, I've never left the party, I am loyal party man. He has been in the party because he has benefited from day one, a local government chairman to chief of staff to former governor Amechi to minister and now a governor. So there has never been a time he has been shortchanged by the party. This is the time when he should show loyalty. For instance, when you look at Otago River State primary, there are a lot of people that go around Tamitanagogo, a lot of persons that have been following him all this while. Meanwhile, when it was time to pick, he went and brought somebody in court who is not really a politician. He should equally apologize to those people. So if there is anybody to apologize, Governor Wike should show loyalty to the party when things have not gone his way. Okay. So when people talk about the party compensating him or whatever, in fact, even that decision about making the findings of the committee public, we are politicians. I know what happened. I know that there was a hand behind to make it. It was supposed to be a private voting. A lot of monies they changed hands. It was in a way to force Atiku to accept him, knowing that generally the mindset of Atiku, Atiku will never accept him. So the government should show loyalty. You cannot get it all the time. The man has decided. So when you say on one bread, you tell people to be loyal, even if it does not come their way. Then he should show loyalty now. Why is he going about shouting as if the world wants to come to an end? This is when to show loyalty. Loyalty is when things don't come your way. It doesn't mean that every time. From 1999, he has been privileged. He was insulting some people who were shortchanged and left the party. So today now is his own place to show example.
All right. Good. We've got Keith Walu in Chuba. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Eno. How are you?
Good. You're on.
Eno, let me take some of your time. First, I'll go back to 1993. The election that Abiola eventually won, he contested the primary with Kingibe. Kingibe was the first runner-up, and he ended up picking him as his running mate. And it was a Muslim ticket, but Nigerians overwhelmingly voted for them to win that election. That's number one. Number two is that after the 2015 election, the PDP literally died. Because those who were supposed to stand as leaders of the PDP ran away, including the former president, Goodluck Jonathan. He ran up to today. And as we were talking about 2022 election and everything, there were moves for him to even become the flag bearer of the APC, not the PDP. But it took Wike and others to defend the party. Even Atiku himself ran away after 2015 and 2019. And then the election now comes. Wike contested and we saw how he lost. He was not defeated as far as I'm concerned, but he lost the election quite all right because of what happened that everybody is aware of.
What happened?
And then comes the issue of selection of running mate. We also know what happened.
No, but hold on.
Now, some people are trying to play the office.
Hold on, Mr. Walu. What happened in the first instance?
There was a system put together by the party, not Atiku. The party put that committee together to select a running mate based on the guidelines of the party. And then they came out with Wike Stanes as the winner of the internal election that took place within the committee. And the news was everywhere that Wike Stanes was going to be submitted and all of that. For over 3 days, it was trending everywhere that Wike had been chosen. They were just waiting for Atiku to come and rubber stamp that decision. But that never happened. It was a form of betrayal and weakness on the part of the party.
All right. Party reigned supreme, right? But then again, Governor Yoson Wike had said several times that whatever the party decides, whoever the party throws up, he will support. So if a person is that committed to the party, that loyal, and they did not favor him, is that reason enough to deserve an apology?
I was one of the people who stood firm, who made sure that this party didn't die. There are those who fought this party in 2015 who lost the election. If we did not lose that election, would we be in opposition now? We have worked hard. A laborer deserves his wages, as it is in the holy book. Jonathan, if it is to so, okay, pay me the wages I worked, I have worked for this party. So nobody will say I did not work.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire.
Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for staying tuned. We've got 25 minutes before 9 o'clock. My name is Eno Ogbevere. Governor of Benue State, Samuel Altom, has said that the PDP should apologize to Governor Yusuf Mwike over what happened during the elections and, of course, the vice presidential slot. But for those who may not know, Governor Yusuf Mwike has severally said he will not run as vice president. He doesn't want to be vice president. He can't even think about being a vice president. And there are some other things he said, especially when he returned from Abuja after the presidential primary. Let's start from here.
Not me and other leaders, our people, and the entire Nigerians for the support they gave to us. As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing we should worry about. I contested the election based on the principle and agreement with all the southern governors and the leaders of the south that presidency should go to the south this period. We have done our own part. We never betrayed anybody. Because it's not my blood to betray, but it's a shame to some of the governors from the south that they are the people they use to sabotage. But however, we made them not to eat. We made all of them from wherever they say they come from to know that they are somebody who can take them on. This country does not belong to one particular zone. Because of all, you don't need to worry yourself. PDP needs us. So let me once more thank you. I know how pain it is to you.
All right, he said the outcome of the PDP presidential primary was the will of God. That was on May 30, a month ago today. Let me read some messages. I need to move on a little to another side of things. Mekwa says, weekend is come. Oh, I read that already on Twitter. Where is this? Okay. This one, should Atiku apologize to Governor Yusuf Mwike? Mazi Kachi Onya says, yes, it shows maturity. Apologize and negotiate something better. Why would Atiku apologize? What would he be apologizing for, really? Choosing his running mate? Akio Diakari says, I don't understand the import of this question. I hope we're not trying to make a mountain out of a molehill. Wike has done worse to other people. He's not a demigod that should be pacified. In politics, maneuvering is the tact. Wike removed secondus. Let's not forget that. On WhatsApp, we've got... Okay. Did I read this? I read this. Wike deserves more of meals served to him, more of the meals served him. He doesn't deserve any apology. In his state, humiliated party faithfuls and elders and introduced his accountant as Guba candidate. Wike doesn't have any capacity. He's got noise. Samson from Eneka. It's Nigerian politics. Atiku or PDP don't owe Governor Wike any apology. They all act the same way. The whole thing is just a distraction from important issues. In a serious country, he has no business being in Turkey. Is it Christmas? Has he left office? Did he hand over before going there? This is a governor of a state with a lot to do. Pensioners are still being owed. Mediocrity is celebrated in these parts. So they've started paying the pensioners their gratuity. We heard yesterday that they started collecting checks. Franco believes that using the quota system and federal character for the sake of equity and fairness, PDP should have zoned the ticket to the south. Well, that's all water under the bridge. David says, politics is a game driven by interest. Since the first mistake has been made by PDP or Tom's party, let them join Peter Obi. Should have read that. Apologies. Delete. Okay. Is it the party or the flag bearer that is supposed to choose the running mate? Christian is asking. Let's anchor this there. I have a guest. He should have joined me much earlier. I did mention that, didn't I? I did. Because we have a situation here in River State where someone who contested as an aspirant in a political party and lost is saying that he is going to be on the ballot come 2023. We've been trying to wrap our heads around it. No headway there. So we decided to go to the book, the Electoral Act 2022. What does it say? Is this a charade? Is it remotely possible? Is there something that the law is saying that we may have missed? Eugene Oje is a lawyer. He joins me this morning.
Good morning, Eno. Good morning,
Eugene. How are you?
I'm so sorry I came a little bit behind schedule.
Nigeria happened to you.
Yeah, Nigeria happened to me.
But let me ask you about this, you know, thing about apologize or not apologize. What is your thought?
Well, I've listened to callers and their contributions, and all I can say is farabale.
Okay.
Let me borrow the words of our vice president,
farabale.
The reason is because the man himself in question, the governor of Rivers State, has not said anything after the, except what he said.
That it's the will of God.
Yeah, at the airport when he arrived.
That the PDP must win 2023.
Other than that, he hasn't said anything. So I don't even understand why we're having this debate about apology or no apology. He said during his campaign he was not contesting to be vice to anybody. He said so several fora.
Yeah.
He also said whoever emerges, he will support. And that he's a party man, he will support. And that is what is the status quo. Until he himself comes out and says anything to the contrary.
You think you will hear him saying, Ide pay me. Ide pay me. Eugene.
He's a politician, so he should understand how these things work.
Okay,
so,
how the thing goes?
Yeah, right. I don't expect him to leave PDP because he lost.
Just because he lost. After all, someone says from 1999, he's benefited immensely from the party.
Yeah, sure. Everything he has achieved as a politician has always been on the platform of PDP. So PDP has done him well. Yes, has done him more good than he has also done. He has indeed tried. He steered the ship when the storm was raging against me. PDP would have been nowhere today without Wike. We give it to him. He's really done well. But, I mean, when a child does a favor to a father, you also remember that the father was there for you when you were in need.
When a child.
Yeah, so... it's quid pro quo.
All right. Okay. So let's go to this matter. We've been hearing jingles, some news content about a certain aspirant who ran for governorship candidate on the APC, but he lost. And now he's been saying it for some time now, he's going to be on the ballot come 2023. What does the law say?
Well, It is not for an individual to decide that you're going to be on the ballot. All right? It is not for you to determine whether you'll be on the ballot. Your being on the ballot is predicated on fulfillment of constitutional requirements.
Okay.
All right? Beyond the Electoral Act, the first thing that you must go through is what the Constitution says about qualifications to aspire for the office. You intend to ask. You don't just wake up and say, I'm going to. You won't put yourself on the ballot.
Mm.
He has gone through the process. He bought the form for his political party. Okay, as a party man, he contested the primaries and he lost.
I remember on the day of the primary, he had a press conference and he said, I'm not going to back out. I'm going to see you through. I remember that.
Yes.
Although
yes.
He added that he didn't trust the outcome, but he said it was going to follow through.
There are statutory machineries that have been put in place by the Electoral Act if anybody is aggrieved. If you think, I think Bernard Miko is in court now because he feels that the process did not meet the requirements prescribed by law, and he's challenging the entire process, and he's venting his grievance and actually asking the court to make some pronouncements on whether or not the primaries that held on that day satisfied the requirements of the law. If not, he's actually asking that another primaries be conducted. Or he should be declared the winner.
Did he come second?
No, he came, I think, fourth also, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember now, but he didn't come second, he didn't come third.
But he's in court.
Yeah, but he's in court.
And so the law allows that.
Those are the only avenues by which anybody can challenge the process and seek any relief that he may benefit therefrom. Or maybe you go to court and you can say like the Electoral Act, if you feel that the person who was returned, okay, who won the party ticket was ineligible in the first instance to contest the primaries. That's a sufficient ground for you to approach the courts, and the court may disqualify him if they find merit in your case. And if he came second, of course, that's the only way you can take benefit of such such proceedings in court, because it's only going to benefit the person who came second. In this case, if you go to court and said Toyeko was not eligible to contest and you win, you succeed, how are you going to benefit when you didn't come second? In this instance, it was Ojukai that came second. So you may just go to court and work for Ojukai, flag and Makri. So if he's saying that he's going to be on the ballot, maybe he has other plans. Maybe he intends to. That's why everybody is speculating, even though he hasn't said it clearly. But his body language, his utterances, you didn't win your party primary and you insist you're going to be on the ballot. It means he has probably a plan B.
Yeah, so, but according to the law, what are the possibilities of a plan B?
The plan B may be that he wants to jump ship. That's okay, the only option open and available for him.
Okay,
now.
So the Electoral Act says after going through the process in one political party, you can jump ship?
Yeah. Yeah, that's possible. It's possible you can be nominated by another political party. Where it becomes wrong is if you have been nominated by that political party.
The first political
yes,
party?
Yes, you cannot be nominated by more than one political party. If that happens, you will not be eligible to contest.
Let's get into this Bible now. Let's read to the people what you just said. Because what he just said is that you can actually go through the process of a political party to be maybe governorship candidate and you lose. Afterwards, you can jump ship. That's what you said, right?
Yeah, I said so.
Okay, so let's go to it. The book is the Electoral Act 2022, by the way. It's available. You can get yourself a copy and, you know, dig in, or you can get one online. I think there will be soft copies. I want him to reference the exact portion of the book.
Now, you won't see a specific place where it is expressly stated that when, if you don't succeed,
You can jump ship.
You won't see that. The only thing you will see is that no candidate shall be nominated by more than one political party. For want of time, it will take me a lot of time for me to search through it now, but I can tell you that it is trite, and that's
so it's possible.
Yes, it's possible. He can
after losing in one political party,
exactly,
going through the entire process, he can still go to become a candidate for another party.
Of course, by now, all the political parties have fielded their candidates at now. So, but there's a window for substitution between now and the end of August.
Okay.
So he can take advantage of that. Any political party that desires him, I'm very sure that some political parties may be luring him right now to speak. Okay.
Maybe something has already settled.
Because Magnus is a force to any political party that takes him in now. Will actually have, we can say that political party may stand a chance of winning the election. Just like we have Peter Obi, who left PDP now to Labour Party. Before Peter Obi entered Labour Party, nobody knew about Labour Party. We just knew that Labour Party existed, but they were not a force to reckon with.
Okay.
Now,
so
Labour Party...
The man carried the force to the party.
Yes, yes. Labour Party is gradually becoming the third force because of the presence of Peter Obi.
Okay.
Now, I believe, therefore, that any political party that admits Magnus Abbey as their flag bearer, of course, would have popularized that party and positioned the party for possible upset during the election. So that is the option that is open and available for Magnus. So when he says he's going to be on the ballot, that is the only option, legally speaking, that is open to him.
So a political party has to come and say, sir, we nominate you, and take, just like that.
Yeah. First of all, whoever is there, you know, because the timetable for nomination has closed. So it will now depend on whoever is the candidate, the present
candidate of the party.
So the party may have to prevail on the person to resign.
Okay, so the person resigns, that means there won't be a fresh primary.
No.
Automatic ticket.
If the person resigns, the party can now substitute that person with the consent of whoever is there. But whoever is there is the one who is the primaries. Yeah, the person who holds the ticket now is the party primaries. He is the one who will now determine and decide, say, okay, fine, I am stepping down and I'm nominating this person to take my place. Once he says that, once his consent has been sought, He fills the appropriate INEC forms and he deposes to necessary affidavits as the law provides. Once it is shown that he withdrew voluntarily and he consents to this person that is coming to take his place.
He has to consent.
He has to consent to this person coming to take
his place.
That's
a lot of power.
So if the person gives you, it's like, I am the candidate, I withdraw, I must consent to this person coming to take my place.
So the person leaving the other political party, there's no hullabaloo there. Just walk away.
You can walk away. You have the right. The constitution guarantees you freedom of association. So if the party wants you in, the new party that is taking you in, of course, they will look at their party constitution and find a soft landing for you. Like what usually happens is that, like in most cases, the parties will have to grant you waiver. Because in some political parties, I'm aware of APC, I'm aware of PDP, you have to have stayed in the party for up to a minimum of 12 calendar months before you can aspire for any office on that platform. So if it becomes a challenge, the party can decide to issue you a waiver and do all the necessary groundwork to prepare the place for you to come in. Peter Obi is now the standard bearer of Labour Party. He just came into Labour Party this year. So those things are backroom activities that usually happens, and then they clear the way and he comes in. So like I said, that would be for me the only option that is open to Senator Magnus Abe if he really insists he's going to be on the ballot. Other than that, if he's going to be on an APC platform, there's no room. There's no, constitutionally and by the Electoral Act, a political party can only nominate one candidate at a time.
So what it also means is that anyone who's lost the election, who didn't get the ticket of any party, can also explore this route.
Exactly. It happened in 2019, if you remember Dumo-Lulu Briggs. He contested the primaries under the platform of APC. He didn't get the nomination and he moved into Accord. And by the process of substitution, he became the standard bearer of the Accord political party and he contested the election. So that has not changed.
Mm.
That has not changed. So Magnus may explore that avenue. And if it works for him, fine and good. That's the only way, that's the only route, you know, through which he can be on the ballot, as you speak, until after August. After August, then it will be fait accompli. There will be no other option open, available to him. Because I don't think he's even in court.
I mean, not to our knowledge.
Yeah, he's not in court. If he was in court with the APC, because I just told you now that if, for any reason, it's found out that the person who won the election is not eligible to contest the election, all right, and the court holds so, then the person who came second,
take the ticket,
provided that he remains a member of that political party.
Okay.
If you jump ship while the litigation is raging, you won't take benefit of that provision of the Electoral Act. They will now look for who is the next person.
Okay.
And it will continue like that until it gets to, if not, then probably there won't be, the party may not have a candidate for the election.
Okay. All right. Let's stop there. We apologize. That's all we can take. But we just need this clarity because people have been asking us several questions. But someone is saying that the electoral law doesn't provide for anything like automatic tickets.
I just told you
now that he's referencing the Sokoto senatorial ticket for Tambuwal. That didn't fly.
No, that's not true. The Tambuwal case is a different scenario. You know, Tambuwal, Akpabio, and Ahmed Lawan, those are different from what we have just stated here. The issue is that you had candidates, you have aspirants who contested for those senatorial seats and won.
Like in the governorship.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what politicians usually do is they will say, please, I'm going for governorship or I'm going for presidency. You just go and hold this one, hold brief for me. If I lose, I'll come back. You will.
Same political party.
Exactly. Same political party.
Okay,
you will have to withdraw and then I take it back from you. But something happened. When Disciple won
They changed their mind.
They changed their mind and decided they were going to run. It's a different ball game.
All right. All right. We have to stop here. Thank you very much, Eugene Ode, for your time. Mm. Wish we had more time to take questions and comments. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. A wrap on the crossfire this Thursday morning. Thank you for your time. June 30th. Let's waltz into July. My name is Enoa Gbedre. Good morning.